Welcome to Let's Talk Brock.
All right, welcome to this episode of the Let's Talk Brock podcast. I'm your host, Liam Nielsen, and joining me today are Katarina and Maddie. Thank you both very much for joining us. Did you both want to introduce yourselves before we get started?
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for having us. I'm Maddie.
I'm Katarina.
And we're both in the speech and language sciences program, part of applied linguistics, and we're both in our fourth year.
Yeah, we're also both the undergraduate student ambassadors for the Department of Applied Linguistics, so we thought we could hop on and explain some of our experiences.
Awesome, that would be great. Personally, I don't know too much about the Applied Linguistics program. It's one of those that it seems like a very unique program. I'm not too familiar with it, so give me like the quick little like elevator pitch. Like, what's Applied Linguistics all about?
Yeah, it's definitely a smaller program, so some people don't know as much about it, but there's a few streams of the speech and language sciences, like what we said we were in, and it's more for individuals who want to go into speech language pathology. Then there's the hearing sciences stream for people that want to go into audiology. And then there's also TESOL, so like teaching English as a second language, as well as just like general applied linguistics study. So those are kind of the branches of it. It's a smaller program, but definitely a great community feel to it. We really like it.
Yeah. And kind of broadly, like applied linguistics, just basically a study of language in, you know, a bunch of different forms, basically.
Fair enough. That sounds good to me. Yeah, it sounds great. Like you said, like smaller programs, I always find like they do get like a very tight knit community and things like that. Like, I have a minor in film studies, and that's like a really tiny program as well. So everyone gets to know each other pretty well because everyone's taking all the same classes, has common interests. So that's really cool. I guess kind of stepping back a little bit into, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast are in the boat of like trying to figure out what university they want to go to, maybe what they want to study. So when you were in that position in grade 11, grade 12, maybe grade 10, if you were a bit of a keener, what about Brock for you really stood out? What made you think that that was the place to be for you?
The main reason that I chose Brock was, well, because I want to be a speech language pathologist. I know Katarina does as well. And the program that we're in, so speech and language sciences, is really specialized for that career. And I found that a lot of other universities didn't offer that, but Brock did. So that was the main thing that drew me to Brock. And also just like the size of Brock. I like that it's a bit of a smaller school, so there's more of a community aspect to it.
Yeah, I had a pretty similar experience like in grade. Well, I was actually originally looking at Brock's Con Ed program, but then in kind of scrolling through, I saw this speech and language sciences, and I had heard someone else that had done speech therapy, and so that kind of got the ball rolling for me to look more into that. And then kind of from that point on, I was just narrowed in on it. I didn't really look at even other schools because I was like, this looks amazing. I looked at the undergraduate courses. I'm like, these are so interesting. I really want to do these, and I just, that was kind of it for me.
There you go. That makes sense. Like, I was pretty much in the same boat, and just in terms of, I mean, obviously I'm not in applied linguistics like you are, because I would know a bit more about the program if I was. But like you said about Brock being like a sort of a smaller, tight knit community, similar to what you were talking about with your own program. That was the big thing that jumped out to me for Brock when I was deciding what school I wanted to go to. I really liked the sort of community atmosphere, the sort of mid-sized institution type of thing. And even just like the physical location of it, sort of isolated away from the rest of the city, sort of it's like its own little town. I always say Brock's kind of like Disney World in that sense, where it's sort of like its own little area. It's maybe like the second happiest place on earth, if we want to go that way. Corny joke, I know. But getting back on track here, a little bit off the rails. What can students expect from applied linguistics? I know you sort of outlined a little bit about the program, but what can they expect maybe like in their first year, sort of getting involved in the applied linguistics program? And then what experiential learning opportunities are available in the program as well?
So I guess what students can expect, like I mentioned, a small program. I think there's typically about 30 to 40 students in each incoming year. And so that just really allows the professors to get to know you right away, which is really awesome. And then you can also expect that there's not going to be a lot of like broad kind of general courses like there are in some university programs. It gets right into it in first year. Like if you're doing speech sciences, you're going to be learning about the anatomy of the vocal tract. You'll be learning about treating kids with language disorders right away, which is really awesome. And yeah, I guess another thing that students can expect is really good teaching. Like, I think all of our professors are very renowned in their field, and we have really awesome teaching in the Department of Applied Linguistics.
Yeah, and I've also found a lot of the professors that we have, a lot of them are speech and language pathologists, or they have worked in the field before they became a professor. So you also get a bit more background that I don't think you normally do, like, because they've actually worked this career. So they have a bit more experience, and they can kind of give you more real life examples, which is really great too.
And then, sorry, another thing I would add is, because you're in the same classes with everyone, like, you have the same undergraduate calendar, there's not very many electives, you really get super tight knit with all of your classmates, and there's a lot of group projects. So I found I made a lot of friends really quickly, like faster than I expected, just because of the like format of the program. And I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, definitely too. And then touching on your like experiential learning opportunities question too. We both have had the opportunity to be research assistants in our program, which has been like really great. We've got to learn more about the applied linguistics just field in general. And then we're also both taking a research practicum course right now, which again is just getting more involved and just like hands-on experience with research, which is really cool.
Yeah, and also, I mean, because of COVID, this is now set up a little differently, but we have this course 4P21 that's clinical observations. So we get to watch videos of speech therapists working with kids, and then we are kind of marked on our ability to write notes and like make good clinical observations. So that's definitely a experiential learning, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I'm learning so much about this program. It sounds like there's tons of ways to get those hands-on experience. And you mentioned the research practicum. So what sort of research, you're both doing that practicum mm-hmm. right now, right? So what sort of research are you conducting like at the moment? What's that looking like?
Yeah, so right now we're working with one of our professors. It's kind of more literacy-based, so just looking at storybook selection and like how storybooks are written and the features in them and how that helps kids comprehend and just kind of those features of storybooks. So it's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, like learning how to write a book that's going mm-hmm. to help kids the most and give them the most benefit from book reading. And then also looking at kind of like parents' opinions on mm-hmm. book selection is yeah. part of your study, and then it's interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's with Dr. Lynn Dempsey. She's also the chair of the department right now.
Oh, okay, fantastic. That's good. That sounds very interesting. Getting, I guess, sort of outside of applied linguistics, outside the classroom now. You talked a lot about your experiences inside the program, but have either of you done anything sort of outside that? So things like, interest-based clubs, on-campus jobs, athletics, anything like that? Anything come to mind? Maybe like your residence experiences if you lived in residence?
So most of the things that I think both of us have been involved with at Brock have actually been pretty related to our program. We're both co-presidents of the Brock University Linguistics Network, which is a just a club for our program, basically, to just get involved at the school and do some volunteering or just some social events. So that's something that we're involved in. And they're both also actually TAs for our program. So we TA some linguistics courses. So that's a nice on-campus job that we've had as well, but pretty related to our program still.
I think with our program, like a lot of people, including us, want to be doing these speech language pathology, audiology graduate programs, which can be competitive. So, you know, we're really focusing our time in this field, in this area, trying to like get experience with the linguistics club and do volunteering in this area, have our work related to this area. So that's kind of where that like focus comes from.
Yeah. We both did live on residence though. We were both in Loewenberger, and I really liked that residence and I liked that experience. I would definitely recommend for anyone coming to Brock to like go the residence route. I really enjoyed it. And I think it's a good way to meet friends and just get like the full university experience too.
And then we also had friends, we have friends in our program that were on different athletics teams. So I definitely know, like, if that's something you're interested in, there's totally time to yeah. be fully involved in the program and also involved in a varsity sports team or something.
There we go. Honestly, I feel like I'm kind of talking to like two of the same people right now. You both live in the same residence. You both did everything together. It sounds like you're taking all the same courses.
Our joke is that when we apply to graduate programs, they're like only going to accept one of us because they like think we're the same. We have, like,
all the same experience.
No, well, I think you just say you're a package deal. Like you get one of us, you get none of us. Or you get both of us, or you get none of us. That's how that works. Yeah, that's awesome, though. You know, university really is about like maximizing your time and putting your efforts towards what you want to set yourself up for. So a speech language pathologist, that's looking like what you both want to do.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. And grad school after after Brock?
Yeah. So we're actually working on applications right now. So in case anyone's curious, the programs are at Toronto, Western, and McMaster that have the English speech language pathology programs. And then Western has the audiology program.
Yeah. Awesome. Very nice. Couple rapid fire questions, I guess, to sort of wrap things up here. I mean, I say rapid fire, but feel free to add as much detail as you want. Totally up to you. What was both of your favorite courses that you took at Brock? Could be applied linguistics. I imagine it probably will because it seems like you're both big fans of the program. Could be elective based or context credits as well. So favorite course, anything stand out to you?
I really enjoyed, honestly, I've loved like 90% of the courses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that maybe that's just me being a nerd, but like I really like what we learn. I think it's so interesting. But probably my favorites were, I'll list the course codes if anyone's interested, but Ling2P50 and Ling2P53, which are phonetics and phonology. So phonetics is like the kind of articulatory processes of speech production and sound production from a speech perspective. So just looking at all the breakdowns of sounds and how you transcribe that in the International Phonetic Alphabet, I found really interesting. And then that was also the course I TA'd last year and this year. So I've become really familiar with it and really enjoy it. And then kind of the second part to that course is phonology, 2P53, and that's more like different phonological processes and how those work out in different languages, which was really fun. It was kind of like more of a problem solving based mm-hmm. course, which we don't have as often. So I don't know, that doesn't really make sense. It's more like a mathematical, like critical analytic based course than others, which are more like knowledge based. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a better way of explaining it. So I really enjoyed that one too.
Yeah, and I would say my favorite so far, probably two. So one was Ling3P61. So it was looking at childhood language acquisition, which I just found really interesting and really relevant to what we want to do. And I felt like I was just gaining a lot of information that I would actually use in my career. And then also Ling4P21, which is our communication observation course. We're just looking at, which we're in that right now. So I haven't fully done it yet, but I just like find it also really relevant. So we're like observing children with speech disorders and just get to learn the process about that. So yeah, I say those are my favorite.
Yeah, we honestly don't have a lot of electives in our program, which I kind of like because then, first of all, you don't have to make any decisions. You just take what you take and then it's easy. And then also like they really maximize all of your courses to be as related as possible. So it's cool.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And even on the flip side of things too, like students in other programs can take linguistics courses as electives, right? So mm-hmm. if anyone's listening to this podcast right now and maybe you're dead set on a different program, but you're thinking, oh, all this stuff sounds like really, really interesting, you can go ahead and use one of your elective spaces to take one of those courses as well. So it sort of works both ways. And then the last question I have, and I throw this to every guest that comes on the show, and there's been a whole bunch of different answers, but what is your favorite spot on Brock's campus? And that could be something you have like a really good memory attached to, or maybe just really like the vibes of that spot, or could be anything, but what are your favorite spots on campus?
I would say for me, I just love Market. Like I love studying there. I just like having people around, kind of love to people watch. It's great. I don't know. I feel like I'm the most productive, and have the most fun with like people in my program and just hanging out in Market.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a lot of our time together, so I also enjoy being where the people are. But if I need to really, I mean, it's going to soon get too cold for this, but I also like going outside and sitting at the picnic benches, really anywhere. There's a few spots where there's picnic benches, but it's really pretty around campus, especially now with all the leaves. And if I actually need to get something done, that's when I'll go.
Fair enough. I probably should have known that you were both going to have the same answer based on the way this conversation was going. But that's great. I agree. Both of those spots are great. And who doesn't love some good people watching? But that's pretty much all I have for questions. Did either of you want to add anything before we hop off here?
Just want to say that overall, I really love the Applied Linguistics program. So if you are considering it, like, I highly, highly recommend it. I love the professors. I love the courses. I just couldn't say enough great things about the program.
Yeah, I feel the same. We've really, like, you can tell we've, like, fully immersed ourselves in the program. And I just feel really happy about that. And I'm going to be disappointed or not. Well, I'll be sad to graduate. I mean, I'll be happy when I graduate, but I'll miss this kind of community. And even online, like, it was everything that we're saying still, even with the online format. So yeah, totally recommend if you're curious at all. And I don't know if there's a way, like, if people listening do have questions for us, can they, like, email us if they're interested in the Applied Linguistics program?
Or we have an email for our, like, student ambassadors. Can we give that out?
For sure, you can give that out, absolutely.
Okay, so if you have any questions about the program, just email us at dalsstudentambassadors@gmail.com.
Awesome. Yeah. And if anyone has any general questions about Brock, it can be program specific or non-program specific, you can send us an email at futurestudent@brocku.ca. So that would be great. But you both sold me on the Applied Linguistics program. I might try and squeeze in a linguistics elective in my last semester here because it sounds really cool. Thank you very much for coming on the show today. I definitely learned a lot. It was great to chat with you both and hope you have an excellent rest of your day, rest of your semester.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us by email at futurestudent@brocku.ca.